all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. Today's episode is different. As you've learned, I'm a huge advocate of education and networking. I'm combining the two right here for you in an ongoing mini-series called Connecting Students. I've interviewed a handful of students that are about to graduate or recently graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. All of these students were in my B2B sales and marketing course. I encourage you, as the business professional, to reach out and connect with any of these students who you might find interesting. Today, I'm interviewing Jinglu and Alex. Our guest is Jinglu Hong. Originally from Shanghai, China, Jinglu spent 6 years working in the global supply chain field before opting to study abroad. Jinglu is in the process of finishing her degree in supply chain and operations management and plans to become an expert problem solver and supply chain consultant. Jinglu, welcome to the show.
Hello, Laurie. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your background?
Currently, I'm a senior student of UWM, and my major is supply chain and operation management. I'm working for Supply Chain Management Institute as a student help. Before that, I worked for UPS and Pernod Ricard China as a logistic assistant. My responsibility basically spouts international transportation and domestic warehouse management. I'm going to graduate next May. And so far I'm looking for a full-time job after graduation.
All right, well, hopefully we can help you find that.
Thank you.
So why did you decide to pursue supply chain?
First of all, I was born in Shanghai, which is an international city, and there are a lot of job opportunity related to supply chain. So I had that chance to work in that field for about 6 years, and literally I just found I want to dig further about this field. I want to learn more. And also at workplace, I figured out there's some problem, but at that time I was not able to fix it. So I feel really frustrated. So that's why I came abroad to continue my study in this field.
Very nice. Yeah. Wow. I like your passion for learning, and that makes sense now. Your goal is to be that expert problem solver. So what is your ideal position or company that you would like to be working with after you graduate?
I'm looking for some companies. They do global business, because I have years working experience related to global shipments and transportation routes. And also I have bilingual background, so it's better for that position, and also my background, my working experience can benefit that company.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are very marketable skills to have. What expectations do you have of the manager that you will be working for in the future?
I expect myself to be a professional person to manage a whole project. Like, could be a product line, like I have supplier overseas and I can manage how to make them happen in United States or happen to any other overseas markets.
Now, what about the person who will be your superior? So the person that you will be reporting to, what are your expectations of that individual?
I really admire people who could be really self-motivated. Like, because I noticed some people may be like, oh, I reached this level, it's enough. But some people like, no, this is not enough because the marketing is changing and changing, everything is really competitive. So they want to be better and better. So I want to be with that kind of people because I can be better and better together with him or her. And I also really admire people who have an overall mind, like not just care about my position. I also care about the overall situation happening in this company.
Very nice. So what has been your favorite class while attending school and studying abroad?
I have to say your class.
Thanks.
Yes, because I learned a lot of real world experience from you, and it's nothing just related to textbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I also can perceive as an owner of the company, you face to a lot of struggles and how you keep calm and fix them. And also, you are not selfish. You are really willing to share about everything with your students.
Mm-hmm.
So aww, I really like this.
Thanks. I'm flattered. And I'm blushing. So tell me a little bit about what you like to do for fun outside of school.
Oh, I did a lot of things. Maybe it can surprise you. I went skydiving.
Ooh.
I like a lot of outdoor activity like hiking, kayaking. But on the other side, I also like do painting, like reading or just watching movie.
Yeah.
Being alone.
Okay. So a lot of diversity in your activities. Yeah. Nice. What is your opinion of the stereotype associated with your generation?
For me, I can tell my generation in China, usually people think us, first, we are one-child policy child, so we are the only child of the family. So some people assume we are really spoiled, really selfish, or just not that independent, but actually it's not. We are facing a lot of pressure from the family because we are the only child.
Mm-hmm.
Like my parents always like, when will you get married? When will you have a baby? How about your job? And also they were judge me a lot like, oh, how rich is your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of life he can guarantee you. So actually, I think this pressure is not that necessary because it's just nothing that's highly related to your happiness in your life. But as the only child, they just hope you get the best life.
Mm-hmm.
And they really want to push you to reach that goal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Thanks for sharing that. When you do move into your new first position after graduating, how do you intend to put your best foot forward?
I expect myself to forget everything about my previous working experience because maybe I learned something from that. Like, I assume this is right. I assume that right, but I think I should forbid myself to do this kind of thing because everything is new. I try to be critical about my performance at that position, and I try to relate what I learned from school, what I learned from research in this field, to optimize the work.
Mm, good. I like how you phrase that. So a number of people are graduating at the same time that you are. What differentiates you from other graduates?
I like label myself as an international person So I know majority of UWM are local people, mm-hmm. but so I have privilege to speak Chinese. I'm really adaptive because I manage everything by myself to live abroad, and I'm can I say I'm more motivated because I'm facing more challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I can work harder, and also my working experience could be value added.
Okay. Yes. Really good. Those are really strong differentiators. Do you have a prediction for digital in 2018?
Yeah. I have lots.
Okay. I want to hear them.
From my work, I research a lot of things related to supply chain. So I noticed one thing is transparency of supply chain. So long time ago, people used their like phone call to check the shipment, email with the shipper to double check the status of the delivery. But now there's a lot of software company, they try to put everything digital. So you can directly review the status, directly review any details about the cargo, about their shipment, about their status via the software. So we call it transparency.
Okay.
So I can see this kind of digital tools
mm-hmm.
will going bigger and bigger in this market.
Yeah. Absolutely. I can definitely see that happening as well. All right, Jinglu, is there anything that you would like to say or share to help the business hiring world know more about you and your strengths?
I had no idea before, but reviewing the conversation between my friends and the former colleagues, I noticed that they really want to talk with me because I can tell a lot of things they don't know. So I think this is my strength out of my major or professional field because I'm an interesting person.
Okay, that's good. All right, so if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
Yeah, I have a LinkedIn account, so everyone can reach me on there. Just search my name, Jinglu Hong, Jinglu Hong, Hong. And also I have Twitter accounts, the same thing. You can search my English name plus my Chinese name, which is Lucia, L-U-C-I-A, and Jinglu Hong. And I usually share a lot of supply chain news over there and a little bit about my habit. So you can perceive if I'm an interesting person.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lori.
And our guest is Alex Sales. Alex is a UWM student athlete, captain of the cross-country and track teams, and supply chain operations management major. With long-term ambitions of becoming a C-suite executive, Alex hopes that down the road, he will be able to give back to the community by sharing his knowledge through teaching. Aw, following in the footsteps of your current professor. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself now?
All right, yeah, so you had mentioned that I'm a supply chain major. I'm also double majoring in marketing as well. I am on the track and field and cross country teams. I'm from the area, so I kind of wanted to keep that hometown feel when I was picking my college. I'm really close with my dad, so when I was deliberating between, you know, college choices, Milwaukee was one of the better options for me because it was far enough away where I could, you know, grow and be my own person, but close enough where I can hop home anytime I want and see my family.
So where's home?
Waukesha, actually. Yeah, I went to Waukesha South High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not too far away then.
Yeah, about 30 minutes from here. So.
Depending on traffic.
Yeah, and how fast you have it.
Okay, so why did you decide to pursue your degree in supply chain?
Well, my freshman year here, when I came in, I knew that I wanted to do something business oriented. I'd always been interested in business. But when I came in, I was undecided. You know, Blue Bar has six different business majors. So for me, it was what isn't going to work for me, and then what do I have left to go over. So I took an accounting course in high school, did really well in it, but it was super boring for me.
Uh-huh.
Did not like it at all. So discounted accounting right away, and then finance as well. They're kind of the same general feel for me. IT, I'm terrible with like computers and stuff like that. I'm not too great with it. So it left me three options really. And we had a speaker come into my business 100 class and talk about, you know, supply chain aspect and everything that it offers career wise. And then he talked about how you could double that with marketing, which was, you know, kind of one of the options I was thinking of. And right away, like, the more he talked about supply chain, the more like I was like getting this feeling in my gut. I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting to me. This is something that I could do. And I knew a lot of people were pursuing marketing degrees, but not really coupling that with anything super beneficial. So being able to be a marketing major and a supply chain major was something that really just grabbed my attention.
It's a good combination for sure. All right. Thanks for sharing that. And really, really interesting background on kind of how you, it was process of elimination,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
What is it that I am interested in as opposed to I don't like this and I don't like that? why don't you tell us a little bit about your ideal position or company that you would like to be working for or with after you graduate?
So immediately following graduation, I just want to be in a position where I'm able to learn and be taught. I don't specifically have something in mind. As far as I want to go with supply chain, more so than marketing, that's where most of the jobs I've applied for have been. It's been supply chain oriented. A couple marketing jobs I've applied for, but really I just want to be, you know, I'm willing to be the person who's you're given a ton of work to, who you can rely on to get something done. I'm willing to be in a position to learn. I really think that moving around horizontally in a company right when I graduate is more important than the vertical climb in one specific area. Really, I think that because if I'm moving around horizontally, I can learn as much about the company as possible, so that will long term benefit me and help me benefit the other employees and the company as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. That definitely makes sense. How would you describe the expectations that you have of the person you will be working for?
Whoever I'm working for, whether it's a big company, small company, they need to be ethically sound. Something really important to me is, you know, the rewarding people who aren't undercutting the company or trying to take shortcuts just for a profit. Another thing that's important to me is that the company as a whole is giving back to the community in which it is, but from like my boss or my superior more specifically, I really just want them to be understanding of, you know, I'm coming out of college with little experience and be there like a teacher or mentor for me. So
okay.
That's what I'm relying on.
In operations, in the classes that you've taken, is there anything specifically about, well, supply chain and operations that has really been of interest to you that you think that maybe that's a spot you want to start in?
I really like procurement,
okay.
You know, product selection, being able to differentiate goods and figure out which one's going to be the best for the company. Other than that, you know, logistics, the logistics class that I'm in is really interesting to me. You know, figuring out how a product's going to get from one place to another,
mm-hmm.
And make it the most efficient way possible.
Yeah.
That really is interesting to me.
Cool. So what's been your favorite class while attending school and why?
So within Lubar, my favorite class has been business law with John Saffold. You know, he's a very knowledgeable professor, and he taught the class in a way that it was fun. He gave you everything you needed to know about business law, and somehow he made law an interesting topic, which, you know, most people don't really think of it as such. But if you exclude all the Lou Bar classes I've had, I did take one class freshman year. It was acting for non-acting majors, and that was super fun for me. It was kind of just like a little break almost in class, but it also allowed me to, you know, express my creative and fun side and have fun while also getting credit for class.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
I think my husband took a billiards course when he was in school.
Yeah.
3 credits to play pool all day. Speaking of fun, what do you do for fun outside of school or work?
Really, I'm not that exciting of a person outside of school and cross country and work and everything. I really do enjoy running. I'm not just on the cross country team because I was good at it. Like, it's fun to me. I've been trying to read more books lately, actually, specifically like business oriented, but I've been to like some kind of like some fiction books.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, you know, I just watch Netflix or hang out with my friends, or I'm pretty outdoorsy, so I like going on down on river trails. It's like 3 blocks from my house, so it's real quick to go over there. Fishing as well. I like going fishing down by the river or in Lake Michigan. I have like 5 rods at my house, so that's always fun.
I want to circle back to the business books because I'm a huge business book nerd. So what business book have you read that's kind of had the biggest impact or influence on you lately?
The one that I'm actually reading right now is called Made in the USA. I got it from a teacher, and so it's kind of just it's the fundamentals of how business has came up in the United States and what it's like to be a business leader in the United States. And okay. I think that's really important. I know international business is really important to any company, but, you know, focusing at home and where you're at first is kind of a big deal to me.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, I have not read that one, but I have heard about it and that it's got some really good insights into just where we were and where we've gone to, basically. Nice. So what is your opinion of the stereotype associated with your generation in the workplace?
To be honest, I believe it's true, whether it be, you know, on your cell phone all the time, or I've watched a lot of videos and people say that there's a lack of work ethic even, or, you know, they're not really sure, my generation's not really sure what they want to do with their life, and the older generations say that the millennials aren't willing to put in the work or the time to get where they want to be. And I think when I look around, it is kind of true. But the way I was raised personally, you don't get anywhere unless you're working hard, unless you're putting in all the work, putting in the time. My dad has always told me, no matter what you're doing in life, try to be the best at it. So really, he's been an inspiration to me, and leading my life a little differently than most millennials.
Well, I think, you know, you've proven that by just, you know, you're captain of the cross country team. That doesn't just happen because you're, you know, randomly doing it, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
You put in the hard work and effort in order to get that. So thanks for sharing that insight. How do you intend to put your best foot forward when you start your new position after graduation?
So for me, I'm a really personable person. Like, I like to communicate with people, talk to people. So I think that really helps. Just being open with myself and being able to and willing to talk to others. I really enjoy that. Again, hard work is the best way to prove your worth anywhere that you're at. And then I think I just have something in me where I've got a certain amount of grittiness, where, you know, I've had a lot of challenges in my life, or if things go wrong, like, I'm not just going to give up on the spot or let things overcome me. I try to overcome them. So I think, you know, even if I'm not getting certain jobs that I want, or maybe when I start off on my career, if I'm not getting certain projects or moving up as quick as, you know, everybody else seems to be, just sticking to it and keep pushing forward is really what I always try to do.
Yeah, you said a really powerful word there, and that's that grit.
Yeah.
Get that grit. I like that word. Okay, so a number of people are graduating at the same time that you are. What differentiates you from the other graduates in the supply chain space?
I think one big thing that differentiates me is circling back to being a part of the cross-country and track teams. I'm on a pretty strict regimen, and I know when I graduate, it won't be the same way, but I still, you know, uphold myself to the same standards. I'm up at 6 o'clock or earlier every day. I know how to schedule myself in a day. A lot of people that are going to be graduating, you know, they have 5 classes, you know, they're a couple hours a day, whereas my workload goes from 6 in the morning to 9 or 10 at night sometimes. So just being able to have that schedule and that focus already helps me out. And then plus being on a team, you learn how to work with other people a lot easier and a lot better. And then being captain really helps because, you know, I've got to step my game up and coordinate with the coaches, with the other teammates, with other athletic administration about what's going on. And I try to be not just a captain, but the best captain. So I think that athletic background can really translate into a good, great career.
Totally, absolutely can. Especially that captain role, leadership role that you had. Really powerful. Thanks for sharing all of that. Okay, here's a fun one for you. Do you have a prediction for digital in 2018?
You know, as far as digital goes, everything's always moving towards more like electronic and stuff like that. So I think, I don't know any specific numbers about digital or anything really, but it's gonna start overtaking, you know, any other aspect of business pretty soon. If not in 2018, but soon.
Yep.
I'd say within the next 5-10 years.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of digital taking over everything, even from your refrigerator and microwave, and you know, all these, your doorbell. I mean, like these weird inanimate objects are now coming to life, which is really bizarre. But
yeah, in one of my classes actually, we were just talking about how there's companies producing like a smart jacket, so they're like almost digitalizing that. So yeah, everything.
Okay, Alex, is there anything else that you would like to share or say to help the business hiring world know more about you and your strengths?
I think I've really hit on the fact that I'm a hard worker. I've got a really great ability to work with people, and I'm not afraid to put my head down and just grind out any job that needs to be done. I think those are some of the most important things about me. But also, you know, as serious as I am about my career, I am a kind of person who you can have fun with outside of work and whatever else you're doing, and just make the whole work environment a little more fun and enjoyable and kind of help relieve stress there. I think anybody who I've ever worked with, whether it be a teammate, a coworker, a superior, anything like that, they find that I'm important to the team. And I kind of have something in me that's, you know, you're not quite sure what it is, but you want me around.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to let me go once you got me. So
okay.
I think that's important.
Good. That's you're the person that everyone wants to be around.
I hope so.
That's not a bad thing. So if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
You can send me an email, atsales@uwm.edu, or you could shoot me a text, give me a call. My number is 414-443-2416.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Alex.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.